Gemara sagt, Omar Hove, Shmamino, den Rabaki, Vetlas. Shmamino, ein Biuchomets, Elosreifo. Shmamino, Avor, Elechalek, Yotzes. Shmamino, Loi, Amrinen, Mitoi, Oil, Vutro, Avor, Elezoich, Utro, Nami, Shaloi, Lezoich. So what Rabaki, Vetzem, said? Rabaki, said that is a raya that Tashbisu is Biudale, and not Betesvot. ואל תשביסו אסריפה. ואל תשביסו אסריפה. And במילה, you cannot do שריפה ביונטה. You cannot do שריפה ביונטה. So it has to be that you're doing the שריפה before יונטה. Because you can't do שריפה ביונטה. מוכר, זה תשביסו אס ביודלת. לא עושה דגוון דחשו פעם רבה קיבה. כשאנחנו מוצאינו לעבור אשייו מלוכה, במילה, you cannot do it in יונטה. מוכר, זה תשביסו אס ביודלת. לא עושה דגוון דחשו פעם רבה קיבה. רבה קיבה. And רוב says, שמה מנו בן רבה קיבה תלס. And we have to know what is the תלס that שמה מנו בן רבה קיבה. The first שמה מנו is, that ain't be uchom etzal asreif. The kibbe said, you can't do the sreif ven yontem. The second shema mino is an av meloche, the loshen is av meloche. They said, noch abshah. And then we don't say hoil. We don't say hoil v'utro avor ala tzorich, utro nami shaloi ala tzorich. This is chelek, Mr. Shem will see, we got maybe one of the hezmer, that we don't say hoil, even that be'etzem, if we say hoil v'utro ala tzorich, utro nami shaloi ala tzorich, it's a tzorich tzas, why here is no heter, shema mino, we don't say hoil. But we'll start with the first Shema Mino. I want to be mind with the Dvorim. Rabbi Akiva says, Shema Mino to Rabbi Akiva, Ein Biruchometz Elo Sreifa. Arrive on Rabbi Akiva. Ein Biruchometz Elo Sreifa. What is the Pshat? Ein Biruchometz Elo Sreifa. What is the Pshat? If I would not have a Rashi, I would say Pshat Posh. He said, you cannot do the Sreifa beyond Tev. Obviously, ומילא מוכר תשביסוס ביודלת, זה ראי, רבקי מאוז, אין ביוחם, זה לא שרעי, מה רבקי נעשה? מצינו לעבור רשייו מלוכה, אי אפשר לעשות את זה ביונטף. זה ראי, דנת תשביסוס ביודלת, נו, זה שתי תקלור רבקי ו, לתשביסו שרעי ו, כזה לא יוצאו תשביסו זנת שרעי ו, you can do it in יונטף. אבל רבקי ו said, you cannot do it in יונטף, so it's a ראי that is the שרעי ו, and he said, you can't do a fire in יונטף, it's a ראי תשביסוס ביודלת, so we see in רב עקיבא את התשביסו אסרייפה. כלור הדיבורים על רב עקיבא. אינטרסנט, that for Rashi to say such a simple זך, takes Rashi like four or five lines to say it, and it doesn't come out כלור in Rashi. מדלוי נפקי לידי היום הראשון הרב יונטב אלו משל דאוסר להעביר ביונטב, שמע מינו, סביר לי כי רב יהודה דאמר לכמה מפרק כל שם, ביוחם את זה לסריפה. ויונט בני לא יסרדי אש, בוסר בכל דובר סביר לי, לוקמה ביונטב, והרנו בדבר אחי, יחלה ללוקמה, שתכנו לים. I'm asking, maybe Rashi also says it. It doesn't what, you know, if Rashi will come to explain everything in the Gemara in such a riches, it's not a Rashbam. What Rashi says? Midelo enough, k'lei da yom arishon erev yontem. Elo, mishu, this is not the Rashi. Rashi starts, you know what is the Raya? Because he didn't say that he has a Raya from what he said that it's not yontem. Because he didn't say it, because the Sreif of Mila didn't say it. I'm not saying, it's a Orel Mevini. This means the first minute you read this Rashi, you know what Rashi is coming to say. He said that you cannot burn it in Yontef and you have to do it the day before. Because of that, what is the Baya? What is the Stiras Apsukim? It's a Langerashi. That's Hashem, hopefully, and Shir Tanir will say Pshat in the Langerashi. Forget about this Aure. There's another Aure, the Primogodim is Aimet. So Rashi says, I'll read Rashi inside. And then after that, I'm a Rishon Erev Yontef, who Elo Mishum Da'osar La'avir B'Yontef. Shema Men Esvir Lek Rabbi Yudin Omar Lekamom Aperik O'Shoim B'Yucham Etzel Asreif. V'yorif Leminoisa. דיש בסוסי בכל דבר סביר עלי, לוק מביונטף. היא מונה לב הסתירה, ויבערנו בדבר אחר, יאכילנו לכלובים, ישליחנו לים. Why he has a problem? He can't do it in Yontef because he can't do a sreifa. It's a riot you dal it. If he odash בסוסי בכל דבר, why he has to burn it? יאכילנו לכלובים, או יזרקנו לים. יאכילנו לכלובים, או יזרקנו לים. This Rashi is a lot מרשי. We have Rabbi Yudah Holt, אין ברחומץ על הסריף. Rabbanon hold, do you chomet bekol dovo? So lefi Rabbi Yudah, you do sreifa. Lefi Rabbanon, what you do? Lefi Rabbanon, ashbasasi bekol dovo, what you do? What do you do lefi Rabbanon? What? No, Rabbi Yudah hold sreifa. Lefi Rabbanon, what you do? What? Yeah? Oh, we Rabbanon said yeah. What Rabbanon said to do? What Rabbanon said is a loshen. Look in Rabbanon. What they said. Mefar v'zer aluach. Mishnah chofes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein biyucham etzel esreife. Look at the first Mishnah chofalef amud alef. First Mishnah perek sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein biyucham etzel esreife. Chachomim eimrim. Af mefar v'zer aluach. Oy mati leya. Why the primi godim? Why Rashi so shver? Stam yachlel leklovim is not gishmak. Is isur anoy analav leklovim shelo leklovim shelachet. Shver zach. Why yachlel leklovim? זה לא מעל. מורה תסביר לי כרב יהודה. דייש בסדסי מכל דבר, מפאר וזהיר אל הרוח. יש לו מגוד עם דוהי פצחון מדלכוי שבס, תויכן, יונטף, תויכן, זוירה, שבס דקים יש לו פרימגודים. פשט, that's not the way out here to say that. מפאר וזהיר אל הרוח, if it's in יונטף, it's a problem because it's a שער אופן זוירה, אופן תויכן. We have 2 hours. I don't want to start the share on these 2 hours. I want to start the sugya, and as Hashem will answer these 2 hours, let's let me vinim. But it's gishmak. First, arichas do in Rashi, and Rashi doesn't finish the pemegodim. Rashi doesn't finish azevi midaf. I'm asking. I'm not saying that this is muchach. This is dikduki. Let me help tzachon learn on the sugya. The Gemara says shma mino with Rabbi Akiva tlas, and we'll start with the first shma mino. Shma mino ein biruchometz el osreif. Why? So we know on the Lashainis, the Cheshman is Poshur, Rabbi Akiva said, I can't burn it in Yontef, I have to burn it before. And if you would not hold it, it's a Sreifa, it says, no Stira, you can do it in Yontef. Does it ignore it? Zogt Rashi, because if you would not hold that it's Sreifa, so you don't have to burn it, you just give it to the Klovim, you throw it to the Yam, and Bemele, you can do it in Yontef. And if Rabbi Akiva has a problem to do it in Yontef, it's a Raid and it's a Sreifa. That's the Rashi, on the Oris, on the Gduki. Fregdip ni Yeshua, Stira Sarashi. Rashi in Daf Mem Vov steht nicht das. Rashi in Daf Mem Vov, very schwere Rashi, aber das steht Mem Vov Amud Alef, 5 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Keitzan mafrishim chalo betumo. A person in Pesach, he's baking, and his iso became tome. So he wants to be mafrish chale. Now, so the Mishnah has a problem. If he will be mafrish chale, when it's dough, before he bakes it, so he will have a piece of challah dough. Now, what he will do with it? To bake it, he can't. That's a chiyontif. To burn it, he can't. And so if kochim biyontif. To leave it, after 5 minutes, it will become chometz, and he'll be over isu balirah balimotza. So when a person is baking, and his isu became tome, keitzan mafrishim challah betumah bebeisach. So the Mishnah gives the whole eitzah. Not to give it a shem challah yet, to leave the dough, to bake the bread, so then everything is yours yet. Then you mafrish, that's the Mishnah. Zogt Rashi, why you can't be mafrish challah when it's dough? Because again, to bake it after it, you can't. To leave it, you also can't. Burn it. Zogt Rashi, ain't sofim kochim beyontef. Now look at Rashi inside. Look at Rashi inside. Keitzan mafrishim challah betuma, mevov amudal. שנית מסעיסו, ושוב, אין חלו ניטלס ממנו ראויו להכיל הסכויל, קיצן מפריש אויסו ביונטף של פסח. הרי אין יוכל להפויסו, מאחר שאין ראויו להכיל. ולהשויסו לערב אי אפשר, שלא תחפיץ. ולסורפו, או להכילו לכלובים, אי אפשר, שאין סורפים קודשם ביונטף. לסורפו, או להכילו לכלובים אי אפשר, שאין סופים קודשים ביונטף. So Rashi says, this challah betumah, you can't, what do you do? To bake it not allowed, to leave it you can't. To burn it you can't, and to give it to the klovim you can't, because ain't sofim kodshim beyontef. The shayla ain't sofim kodshim beyontef is a reason why you can't burn it. Sofim kodshim beyontef. But why you can't give it to the klovim? What is the isul to give it to the klovim? What? Rashi says mukta. Why are you saying you call it dog? Kumaya, the klovim. What? It's a goof in the kind of place. Does it evolve with the problem mukta or not? So again, Rashi says, why you can't burn it and give it to the klovim? Can sofim kochim beyontef. And why you can burn it and sell from Kodshim B'yontif? It's a halacha. You're not allowed to burn Kodshim B'yontif. The heter is no heter. But why not? Why you can't give it to the dogs? Rashi doesn't say mefurish. Rashi and Beitze is masbir this Rashi. Yeshua brings that. Rashi and Beitze speaks it out klar. Rashi and Beitze says, Chalo shenitmer. En sofi meisa b'yontif. So Rashi and Beitze chov zayin amud beis. Ein ruya lekoyen. Do be'achila asur. U'be'asor kolotayta lekur v'b'yontif osur. Dein mevarim kodshim l'oilam b'yontif. ואפילו על ידי אחילס באימא ינה ללארטו שיקאי מלון שאין סורפים קודשי ביונטף ולא יתאים את דווקא שריף או משום דעבור שלא ילצוי רכי הם במילא תגיב כלובים איזו בעיה אין ורדרשי דוי מדליקים שם את שריף ביונטף a person has a candle from שמן שריף שמן תומה the coin is allowed to burn it to enjoy the light אבל אין יונטף אין מדליקים בשם את שריף ביונטף Rashi learns why. Frank Rashi, he צריך יונטף. אפילו אוכי בשם צריף אלוהי שיטס רשי, והוא שם את תרומה שנתמו, גזיר עשה כוסו, שהם קודשים תמי מסברים ביונטף. דרחמון האח שם לעבור עושו. יחסי בו אישי סורף. הלקח מלוכי. So Rashi is a new מלוכי, I don't know if we learned it out. כאילו קודשים איזה מלוכי. And not after burning it. Even giving it to a dog. It's a new melech that is also to do beyontif. Kilui. Melech is kilui. A new melech that is also to do. So why in Sofim Kodshim beyontif? Not because it's an Easter of fire in yontif. Because it's melech is kilui. The longest of Rashi is, Rashi explains. Because the aloch of Sofim Kodshim beyontif is even when you have a candle, but you want to use the candle for yourself. Rashi learns when you're using the candle to yourself, it's not a maisa avore. It's a maisa shimush. So it's not also beyond the door. So why Hashem asks it? I'm enjoying the candle. It's not a vora shaloi letzairach. So why is it also? Can't say Hashem veloi lehedyak. I'm enjoying it completely. I'm using it completely for myself. So why am I not allowed to use it? It's a gzera sakosu. Voshtein gzera sakosu. Meleches kilo yasuro. Meleches kilo yasuro. Zogt Rashi, so not only burning is also as meleches kilo yasuro. Not only burning is also as meleches kilui. Even giving a behemoth is also as meleches kilui. So Rashi and Beitzer was megale on Rashi and Psochim. So state in Rashi and Psochim that if a person has a chometz, chalot meyo, he can't burn it in Yontef because he has an iso that is going to be chalo, he can't burn it in Yontef to burn the chalot meyo because in Sofim kodshim beyontef and it's not only burning it, it's also eating it by a dog. Meleches kilo is osur beyontif. Meleches kilo is osur beyontif. Meleches kilo is osur beyontif. So fragt sich der Scheile, if meleches kilo is osur beyontif, if meleches kilo is osur beyontif, not only burning, fragt der Pnei Yeshua starke Kasche. Fragt der Pnei Yeshua, if meleches kilo is osur, the hainu to give a dog, not only to burn is osur. Even to give to a dog is also. Even to give to a dog is also. Frag the Pnei Yeshua, so what Rashi says by us that you're allowed to give it to a dog? Rashi says in Chometz, so Rashi in Chometz has a. So Rashi, it's not only Sreife. So Rashi, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's Sreife. Because if Rabbi Akiva would not hold that it's Sreife, he would say to give it to the dog. And the male is no steer. What you have a baya? Tashbisu, how it stims to do it with the svov, has to be that it's yudalad why? Because you can't burn in yontif. So it's a raya Rabbi Akiva holds it's burning. Because if Rabbi Akiva would hold Ashbasosi b'choldomo, you would just give it to the dog in yontif, and you mean it doesn't have to be tashbisu b'yudalad. And if Rabbi Akiva said that there's no way to do it in yudalad svov, it only could be done in yudalad, vice tois from Rabbi Akiva as vos, vice tois from Rabbi Akiva, that Ashbasosi is on his rave. Because Rabbi Akiva will learn that Ashbosa is that b'chol domo, you don't have a stir as a psukim. Do tashbisu b'tesvom, give it to the dog. But Rashi says that when it's a din in the teyo to mechale something, true mechale, not only burning is a baya beyond death, even giving it to a dog is a baya. So frank, if Yeshua stir as a Rashi. Here Rashi says that burning you can't do in yontif. But if you have to get rid of the thing, you could get rid of that thing. Not seeing you could get rid of it, even by eating it by a dog. So you have two ways to get rid of it, dog or fire. So Rashi, if Rabbi Akiva doesn't know b'sreifa, how chometz has to be b'sreifa, so what is the baya? Get rid of it by giving it to a dog, and you do it in Yontif. Rashi says in Beitzim, when I have a din, Rachmana achshavei to the kilui, like a melocha, nu melocha, Rashi, lelushkin Beitzim, it's there, but Rachmana achshavei lemaise, Rashi says not only fire is also, everything that you have a din kilui, even the melocha, even the kilui, if eating it is also. So if kilui, if eating it is also, so find it in Yeshua, still in Rashi. That's it in Yeshua's kasha. Zog it in Yeshua teretz, and this teretz be'etzim is the Yisoid of Reb Chaim. Zog it in Yeshua, avad, when is the isuch to burn, when you have to burn something, kochim, it's a din kilui, it's also not only to burn, every way of getting rid of the thing in Yontef is considered a melocha. When Hashem said to get rid of something, the achshavei rachmona lekilui to a melocha, so val achshavei rachmona to the kilui to a melocha, so b'meile, not only burning is also in Yontef, even giving to a dog, a new melocha, I don't know what it is, but it's a new melocha of giving to the dog, a melocha is kilui achshavei rachmona, and it's called a melocha in Yontef. So why here Rashi says you're allowed to give it to the dog? Zog dipnu Yeshua very poshut. Here we're going on Libet Rabbonon, what Rashi says. Muchach that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yudah, it's a din sreife. Because if you would not hold it, it's a din sreife, and you would hold like Rabbonon, you'd be allowed to, if you would hold like Rabbonon, you'd be allowed to do it, to give it to the dog. You'd be allowed to give it to the dog. Because that's not Rashi. And we're asking why? The Torah says, if you don't hold like Rabbonon, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yudah, it's b'sreife, and you hold like Rabbonon, you're allowed to give it to the dog. Only Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, you would have a problem to give it to a dog in Yontef. Aliba de Rabbonon, you're allowed to give it to the dog in Yontef. Why? Because it's Choluk b'yesoidei Rabbi Yehuda mit Rabbonon. Choluk b'yesoidei Rabbi Yehuda mit Rabbonon. What is the Hesbam? Rabbi Yehuda hold Sreife. Rabbonon hold Ashpososi b'chol Dovo. Rabbi Yehuda hold it's b'chefze, and Rabbonon hold it's Adin Negafe. This is what Yeshua says b'k'tzor. What is the Hezbah? The Hezbah is as it. Reb Chaim in Sefer is Masber. I understand like Reb Chaim says it. We're going to the part of Reb Chaim that he says the vote. Reb Chaim is going in Reb Kivei Eger's Kasha. He has a miyash of Noch HaRam HaMeichet. But he's going in Reb Kivei Eger's Kasha. Reb Kivei Eger asks the Kasha. The Mishnah state in Kol Perek Sheni that the Eifer of Chometz is Mutter. You burn a chometz, the eifer is muta. The eifer of the chometz is muta. As I state the Mishnah. The eifer of the chometz is muta. The two paskins la halacha that the eifer is also. Why? Zog the two, you know why the eifer is muta? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds mitzvosi b'sreife. So the eifer is muta. Aber le rabbonon, shashbososi b'chol dovo, the eifer is also. As I pass him the two. Now what the Gemara says that the Eifer of Chometz is Mutter is because Alochi ki Rabbi Yudah. Because the Gemara is going to live with Rabbi Yudah. Afram Mutter. Masha'en gina live with Rabbonon, Afram also. Why? Zog the two. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-Nisrofim, Afram Mutter. Kol ha-Nikvorim, Afram also. What is Kol ha-Nisrofim? Kilayim, Chometz, live with Rabbi Yudah. The Eifer is Mutter. What is Kol ha-Nikvorim? Avid is all. There's a machlekes, orle, all these things, why you bury it? Stam, be no takole. So even if you burn it, the eifer is also. So we may lezog the two, alibe the Rabbi Yehuda, the eifer is muta. Alibe the Rabbonon, the eifer is also. So we may lealoche paskins the two, that the eifer is also. Those are the two. Fregt Rav Kivei Eger, Eisen Ekashe. Listen to the Rav Kivei Eger's Kashe. This is the Rav Chaim. Fregt Rav Kivei Eger Azeh. Why are Libid Rabbi Yehuda Afron Mutter? Why are Libid Rabbi Yehuda Afron Mutter? The reason that Libid Rabbi Yehuda Afron is Mutter is because Nase Mitzvosim. Nase Mitzvosim. Why call a Nikvorim Afron Osu? There's no Nase Mitzvosim. I will explain. A person takes Kilayim. What is the Mitzvah of Kilayim? To burn. You burn Nase Mitzvosim. Caught you. After you burn it, Nase Mitzvosim. You're allowed to use it. Orle is no mitzvah to bury it. So why you bury it? Poshut, if you don't koyver the orle, someone can eat it. So we badek it. But it's not nasa mitzvah also. So the eiver is also. So if you decided instead of koyver the orle to burn it, stays also. Basa mechala. You burn it. Stays also. Why? It's no din to burn it. Nasa mitzvah you say bekotchi. You makiv the koven. Nasa mitzvah was kodesh because for the mitzvah. Nasa mitzvah. So what's like the two? I live with the Rabbi Yudah, the Eifer is mutter. I live with the Rabbanah, there's no din to burn. The Eifer is also. Frank up Kive Eger, and Orle has no din to burn. But the Becholah has no din to burn. I mean, the Zohar has no din to burn. All of these things, so the Eifer is also. Kilayim is a din to burn, Chometz. I live with the Rabbanah and Chometz, what is the din to do? Ash Basosh and Bechol Dobo. So if you did Ash Basosi Bechol Dovor, it's also Nasa Mitzvosa. So why the Eifer is also? It's also Nasa Mitzvosa, in fact, of Kiveiger. And all of the things, and it's Srofim Afro Muto, because Nasa Mitzvosa. And the Kvorim is no din to burn it, it's no din to bury it, it's a din just not to eat it, it's dangerous. You koiver it, because you don't want to be Nichshel, so you can't say Nasa Mitzvosa. And Chometz is a Aloche, that you have to get rid of it. So Val is a Aloche, that you have to get rid of it. Val is a halacha that you have to get rid of it. So sipazdo anas mitzvosoi. So why the eifer is also? Why the eifer is also? It has to be anas mitzvosoi. It has to be anas mitzvosoi. Has eifer eitam kivega? Kushi atzum. What's on the two? Tell the fear of you that eifer is. Din Srefe Bechometz is Nasa Mitzvosoi. Alibe the Rabbonon, la aloche today, the Eifer is also. Because it's no Nasa Mitzvosoi, like Orle, Avide Zore, Boso Becholov, Neveye, Echele, all the things that are also, that the burning doesn't matter it. Because it's no Nasa Mitzvosoi. Freund am Gewege, but in Chometz, the Rabbonon is also Nasa Mitzvosoi. Rabbi Yudah said fire, they said Bechol Dobo. But it's the Zalbe Nasa Mitzvosoi. It's the Zalbe Nasa Mitzvosoi. So for example, how it could be that Alibad Rabbi Yudah Afro Nabi Muto and Alibad Rabbi Yudah Rabban and Afro Nabi also? It's exactly the same Nasa Mitzvosoi. It's no different kind of Nasa Mitzvosoi. It's no Stam Yisoi that after fire it's Mutter, after Kfur it's also. When you see the Turk, you go, oh, Lefir Rabbi Yudah Din Sreifa is Mutter. Alibad Rabban is no Din, Sreifa is Matir and Kfur Asus. And it's Rofim Afro Muto because it's Nasa Mitzvosoi. And it's Kvorim Afro Mosu. Because it's not Nasa Mitzvosoi. Oh, but Lu Yitzur, you have a mitzvah. So it's Nasa Mitzvosoi Alamol. Lu Yitzur, you have a mitzvah. So I'll leave it the Rabbanon here, you have a mitzvah. That's what I'm giving you a discussion. Zogt Reb Chaim, the Yesoi. Zogt the Nasa Mitzvosoi Alamol is Mutter. Reb Kveger is right. So why Zogt the Tur, I'll leave it the Rabbi Yudah, it's also Mutter, the Eifer, I'll leave it the Rabbanon, it's also. Zogt the Razor. I'll leave it the Rabbi Yudah, it's Nasa Mitzvosoi. The Chefze. Nasa Mitzvosi of the Chefze. The Chefze needs to get burned. When it was burned, it's okay. Kachim. The Kachim need to be served to Hashem. And the minute that they served, Nasa Mitzvosi. Kila HaKerem needs to get burned. And the minute that it's burned, Nasa Mitzvosi. Chometz, Alibe the Rabbanon, doesn't need to get burned. Doesn't need to be destroyed. You, person, not allowed to have it in your house. You have to get rid of it. It's not Medina HaChometz, it's Medina HaGavre. So the Chometz was never Nasa Mitzvosoi. The Gavre had a mitzvah. When the Chefze has a mitzvah, Nasa Mitzvosoi, the Isur disappears, Dr. B'chaim. When the Gavre has a din to do something, the Chometz is the same Chometz. Nothing changed in the Chometz. There's no mitzvahs in the Chometz. I have a ba'ayah to have the Chometz. I did what I have to do. Why the Chometz be mutar? Lamed Rachen Aminut. When what was done to the Chometz has to be done, so then, Nasa Mitzvosa. Was done to the Chometz, what has to be done? The Orla, the Kilayim, was done, what has to be done? Masha'enken, here, the Rabbonon, the Chometz, nothing needs to be done to the Chometz. The Gavre has to mefa, has to get rid of it. He got rid of it, picked on the Chometz of Imuto. Lefi Rabbi Yudah, the Chometz has a baya. You have to chase the Chometz to burn it. The Hainu. Avada, a person that doesn't have Chometz in his house, will not be able to bali roi bali motze. But he was not the kind of mitzvah tashbisu, right? Because the mitzvah tashbisu is to take the chometz and to burn it. Chase the chometz, burn it. Now it's not enough to throw it out of the house. Even if you throw it out of the house, could be you're not over a isu, if you throw it out of the house, or mikol makoyim, the mitzvah you're not mekayim. Because we want the mitzvah, that the chometz will get rid. We want the chometz to get rid. So the chefetz of the chometz needs, a biyu, needs a sreifa. While the chefetz of the chometz needs a sreifa, it's not a mitzvah. Aliba the rabbanon, it's not the chefetz of the chometz needs to get rid of. The gavra has to get rid. Aber azay, we go back to our Pnei Yeshua. This is mamish the vote of the Pnei Yeshua. Zog the Pnei Yeshua azay. Aliba the rab Yehuda, we'll start from Chale, Kotche. There is a din that the chefetz has to be finished. If it's a din that the chefetz has to be finished, b'meile, zog Rashi not only by burning, even by kilui. Masha'ein kein alibe de rabbonon. It's no din that the chefze has to be finished. It's no din kilui and the chefze. It's a din that the gavre is not allowed to have chometz in his house. So mele, if he gives it to klovim, it's not called the din of meloche. What Rashi says in Beitze, Rachmona achshav ele kilui meloche, it's only bekotchin that is a din sreife. Or alibe de rabbiude bechometz. Or alibe de rabbonon. Alibe de rabbonon, there is no din kilui. It's only a din on the gavre not to have chometz. If it's a din on the gavre not to have chometz, if you give it to the klovim, you don't have a isu. If you give it to the klovim, you don't have a isu. So that's the issue of Rashi. That's the issue of Rashi. So that's the terrors of Yeshua. So Barazay, we're trying to be married. That's the Pnei Yeshua alein. So we have a Rashi by us, that Rashi says that the raya from Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva holds by chometz and b'sreifa is, because Rabbi Akiva said you can't do it with the svov, you have to do it by yudalet. You can't do it with the svov, you have to do it by yudalet. Why? Because you can't do sreifa beyond it. So Rashi, it's a raya that he holds that it's sreifa. Because if he would not hold that it's sreifa, b'meile, he would say that you could do it with the zvov, and you'd be meichel eklovi. You do it with the zvov, and it's meichel eklovi. Those are the Rashi. So there's a raya that Rabbi Akiva holds that it's besreife. And we ask the kasha, even if it's not besreife, you can't be meichel eklovi. The Teretz Alibi Rabbi Yudah, you can't be meichel eklovi. Aber lo yitzur, we're going Alibi de Rabbanon, avad, you can be meichel eklovi. Avad, you can be meichel eklovi. This is the Pnei Yeshua's Teretz. Frag the world, a eisene kasha. This teire alein, the geschmacke teire, fleich. Frag the world, a eisene kasha. Now listen carefully. I want to oischash ben the kasha. The kasha says it. What is the raya from the Gemara? Shema min Rabbi Akiva etlas. We have three chidushim from Rabbi Akiva. What are the three chidushim from Rabbi Akiva? The first chidush from Rabbi Akiva is that biur chometz is sreifa. Because if it's not sreifa, give it to the dog and do it in tesvov. And if Rabbi Akiva says that there's no way to do it with tesvov, only doing it biur dalet, vayis tesi hold that it's a sreifa. Because if it's not sreifa, you can do it with tesvov. Say that and we explain why. Because if it's not sreifa, it's not a din bechefze, so you can do it with tesvov. So it's a raya that Rabbi Akiva holds that it's bechefze, and you can't do it with tesvov. Say that. Second raya that he holds, it's av meloche. He said it's av meloche. What is the third raya? That he holds, that we don't say hoy. You don't say that havore, some tanoim hold, hoy v'hutra havore l'tzoyrech. Hutra na mishaloy l'tzoyrech. He doesn't hold from hoy. Because if he would hold from hoy, he would be allowed to burn it in yontef. You write that it's not l'tzoyrech. It's only as baliroas tashbisu. But if he would not hold from hoy, he would say that you're allowed to burn it in yontef. So we have three shmaminos. Shmamino in biur chometz al sreifa, shmamino in tzaaf meloche, and shmamino doesn't hold from oil. Because again, if he doesn't hold from sreifa, it's no stira. Give it to a dog. Even if he holds from sreifa, who said it's tzaaf? He said it's tzaaf. And again, it's a raya that doesn't hold from oil, because even if he holds from oil, so even if it's sreifa, you can do it beyond it, because oil. Right? That's the Gemara. Frek de vel, ta'aizen ekashe. Not true. We said, if it's a din sreifa, Zog dem Chaim et Zadim bechefze, right? Rashi said in Beitze Memvov that you're not allowed to take something that you have to burn b'cheftze, shemesh shel trumat meyo, and you want to put it on, not to burn it because it's a mitzvah. You want to use it for your own candle. So Rashi, you're not allowed to. Normally candles you're allowed to light in Yontef. Abaval, here is a din to get rid of the cheftze, it's called a melocha. So what is the raya that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from hoil? Maybe he holds from hoil. But here, if he holds that it's a cheftze, if he holds it's sreife, so he holds it's a din b'cheftze. If he holds it's a din b'cheftze, if Rabbi Akiva holds that hoil is a din b'cheftze, if Rabbi Akiva holds that sreife is a din b'cheftze, so it means that it's a din to get rid of the chometz. Rashi says in that memvav that when it's a din to get rid of the chometz, you're not allowed to do it even for what you're allowed to do in Yontif. So what is the raya that he doesn't hold from hoil? I will explain. What is the hoil? We're asking a zakash. You write Rabbi Akiva holds that it's sreife. You can't do it in Tzvav, mukhav to tashbizis biyudale. We're asking if he holds from hoil, even if it's sreife and it's not toyeles for Yontif, aber hoil, you're allowed to do it letzerich, you're allowed to do it shaloi letzerich. Aber Rashi holds that in meleches kilui, you're not allowed to do letzerich. Not shaloi letzerich, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it, even letzerich, you're not allowed to do it. Rashi holds. Rashi holds, you're not allowed to do the melocha even letzerich. So what is the raya that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from hoil v'hutar letzerich, hutar shaloi letzerich? Because if he would hold from hoil, he would not have a stiras apsukim, because he would say that you could burn it beyond it. He would say you could burn it beyond it. Because hoil v'hutar letzerich, hutar shaloi letzerich. Not true. He holds from hoil, but this melocha is also, even letzerich it's also. Rashi and Beitza says that a person is not allowed to burn Shabbat Sreif or Trei Meir Beyontef even if he wants to have a candle lighting. Even if he's doing it at Toyeles, he's not allowed to do it. As they state in Rashi. So Rashi says he's not allowed to do it even at Toyeles. So if Rashi holds he's not allowed to do it even at Toyeles, so it's not right. What is it? Hoy. Hoy says, if you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to even Shiloh Letzerich. So right, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from Hoy. What is the Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from Hoy? What is the Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from oil? He holds from oil. Over here, Valetz HaMelechas Kilui, it's also even a tzayach. This is the kasha that B'nai Yeshua's Me'al. So again, the B'nai Yeshua is learning pshat, and the stiras HaRashi, what Rashi said, that you're allowed to be Meichel Leklovim. And normally when there's a din kilu, you're not allowed to be Meichel Leklovim, because we're going to leave the Rabbanon, what Rashi says. It's a right, Rabbi Akiva holds a tzreife, because if you would not hold a tzreife, you'd be allowed to give it to the dog. You'll be allowed to give it to the dog, it will not be a din sreifa. You're allowed to be given to the dog, if it will not be a din sreifa. Why? Because if it will not be a din sreifa, it will not be a din bechefze, so it's not called kilui, so you're allowed to give it to the dog. Say now. So you're allowed to give it to the dog. Masking. But now that we're going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva hold on a sreifa. Rabbi Akiva hold on a sreifa. If Rabbi Akiva hold on a sreifa, so it's a din kilui. If it's a din kilui, you're not allowed to do it even a tzayach. You're not allowed to do it even letzayich. So if you're not allowed to do it even letzayich, I'll leave it Rabbi Akiva. You're not allowed to do it even letzayich, I'll leave it Rabbi Akiva. So what is the raya of the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from hoil? What is the raya Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from hoil? What is the raya Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from hoil? Maybe he holds from hoil, but when it's a meleches kilui, you're not allowed to do it even letzayich. What is muchaf from them is one zach. But as muchach is that the teretz of Pnei Yeshua is the loike of Pnei Yeshua. That shitas Rashi is that the kasha of Pnei Yeshua doesn't start. What Rashi says here, you're allowed to give it to the dog. Rashi says in Daf Memvov, you're not allowed to give it to the dog. Rashi says in Beitzi, you're not allowed to give it to the dog. The answer is a posh tazaf. Kotshim is a din bechefze. Chometz is not a din bechefze. It's a din on the gavre. Not only alibe de rabbonon, even alibe de rab yude. Even alibe de rab yude. It's not a din on the chefze. Sayle rab yude, sayle rabbonon, it's not a din on the chefze. It's a din on the gavre. Say alibe de rabbonon, say alibe de rab yude. Rashi doesn't hold be your chometz as a din on the chefze. Rashi doesn't hold it's a din on the chefze bichlal. Rashi holds it's a din on the gavre. B'meile, what? Why Afro Muto? As Rabbi Akiva Eiger learned, because I made a mitzvah. And I live in the Rabbanon also Afro Muto if you have Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger should gang into the schillet. Rabbi Akiva Eiger should gang into the schillet. So the answer is like this, again. The answer is, Rashi is choylik of the ganze kasha bichlal. Rashi holds that Avada, what Rashi says in Beitza, was a din kilui, you're not allowed to do beyontef. Avada, it's bekotchim. Bechale, bekotchim, beshamet truma. All these things you're not allowed to do. All these things you're not allowed to do. Well, it's a din in the chefze. And chometz is a din in the gamri. He's not allowed to have chometz. It's not a din in the chefze. It's not a din in the chefze. So why is not a din in the chefze, lefi Rashi? You're allowed to give it to the dog in Yontef. Sayle Rab Yude, Sayle Rabbono. Sayle Rab Yude, Sayle Rabbono. That's the shit that's Rashi. So first of all, Yeshua's kasha is nishkin kasha. The whole kasha is geboit, is the Zelgazach. Azevi, there is a din kilui. Here is a din kilui. And Azevi, there you're not allowed to give it to the dog. Here is also you're not allowed to give it to the dog. So we have a stira. We have a stira. That's the kasha. The answer is, it's not a kasha bichlal. Kotchim is a din kilui, trum is a din kilui, you're not allowed to give it to a dog. Avad. Chometz is not din kilui. Sayle Rab Yude, Sayle Rabbonon. Rab Yude says, Sreve, Rabbonon say bechol dobo, but no one holds on the Yisrael of Reb Chaim. Rab Kvegi also didn't hold on Reb Chaim. Or Raya has the Kashi. What is the Raya that Rashi doesn't hold on Reb Chaim? Rashi and Daf Yud Bey says, we saw it already a couple times, that the din Sreve is koidem zmanoi. Lefi Rashi tashbisu is koidem zmanoi. So in Rashi and Avdalet. Teis is asked in Avdalet, how it could be, you learn out from Leiso. Only when it's Osur, it's a chefze de Yisure, is a din to burn it. Rashi says, fakelt, that I live in the Rav Yude after Chatzois, hashposos se bechol dobo. This is the Rashi Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rashi learned that in Sreifa is koidem zmanoi. Koidem zmanoi, you're allowed to eat it. But it's a mitzvah to burn it. It can't be a din in the chefze. The Teretz is, shittas Rashi is not a din in the chefze. So Be'etzem, this is the Giboit V'das Rashi. Be'etzem, this is the Giboit. So this is the second Shlav. So again, we have two Shlovim V'das Rashi. Shlav Aleph, we say we have Rashi by us. Rashi says the Raya from Rabbi Akiva that he holds Sreifa. Because if you would hold Hashbosos B'chol Dobo, you just give it to the dogs. So the Raya Rabbi Akiva holds Sreifa. The Kash is Rashi holds you're not allowed to give the dogs in Yontef. But there's a din to get rid of. Rashi says, Achshu Yerachmon Emeloche, Rashi Beitzer, Rashi Lekamon. This is the Kash. Zog the Pnei Yeshua. But it's a din in the chefze. It's a taki not allowed to give it to the dog. It's a din in the gavri, you're allowed to give it to the dog. Dear, it's kotchim, it's the chefze. Here it's talking to Rabbi Yudah the Rabbanon. And Rashi says, Lu Yitzir, Rabbi Kiva, but hold like Rabbanon, you'd be allowed to give it to the dog. That's the command of Yeshua, mid Reb Chaim. This was Shlav Aleph. Shlav Bet, we said, in Rashi it doesn't go. Because we had a kasha from Hoyl. That's not the kasha now. We said, in our sugi, you can't say the shtikl teirah, but that's Rashi. So we have a different teretz of Rashi. Rashi holds, if you know one, it's the chefze. If you have one, it's a din in the gavri. If you have one, it's a din in the gavra. No din in the chefze. But maybe you're allowed to give it to the dogs. So maybe you have a rai, Rabbi Akiva holds reife, because if you're not holds reife, you give it to the dogs. And you give a chefze gavra. Stop, because you're allowed to give it to the dogs. I later, Rashi, you're not allowed to give it to the dogs. Kotshim, it's a din in the gavra. And the chefze, you can't give it to the dog. It's a din kilui. Here's no din kilui. The person has to get rid of it. So stop, nishkin kasha. You know, we started, Yeshua, Rashi beitze, Rashi lekamot. Rashi is on Kotchim, Rashi is on Chale, Rashi is on Tume. And Chometz Rashi said somewhere that you're not allowed to give it to a dog. The Kashi starts, everything that you have to get rid of, you're not allowed to give it to a dog. So the Kashi looks very close. The whole build-up of Yeshua is Giboy that everything is Shvel. Teretz is, Mishkin Kashi is Bichlal. No Kashi at all. Mishkin Kashi is Bichlal. Rashi later on is in Kotchim. Kotchim is a din kilui. You can't give it to a dog. Ein echanami is a isur to give to a dog, because a din kilui. Chometz is no din in the chefze, and you're allowed to give it to the dog. So finish, the two Rashi sadish ken shaykhes. Now we read the Rashi by us, stam. Rashi says, what is the raya for Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said, tzreife, because if you would not hold tzreife, you could give it to the dog. You could give it to the dog. Ad kan is the shlav bet, the poshte pshat. If this is emes, I want one more shlav to go up. One more shlav to go up. And I think here we see the yoifi of the cheshbon. I'm saying, till here we have to know. This is the aleph base. About it, you have to know what is the pshat, why afal mudo. Aber das ist der Zuras Advorim, das ist das Rashi allemal, das ist Reife, es geht im Zmanoi, Rashi Nafdalet, das ist das der Kashi vom Neuso, aber das ist der Zuras Advorim. If das ist MS, I'm saying, one more Sache, we could say, שאל הקובד יום תפתקה, it's mamish, it's דובר חוריף, and again, you have to go שלב, שלב, and to go to the third שלב. Aber hört sich einigum. Rechashbin ist das זה. Rechashbin ist das זה. That Rashi holds. Rashi holds like this. Be'emes avade is no shayches chometz to all to kol azar to kolchim. Kolchim is a din to get rid of the chefze. Kolchim is a din to get rid of the chefze, and we made it allowed to give it to a dog. Chometz doesn't have a din to get rid of the chefze. We made it. You're allowed to give it to the dog. Out is good. And we had two Eorots. Why is such a long Rashi? Why is such a long Rashi? Why Rashi is Marich so much? Why Rashi is Marich so much? I'll ask you more from that. Who asked Rashi to get busy with his dogs? Rashi would finish, Rashi would say, if it's Sreifa, if not, Mefar, Vezer, Leruach, Mefartik. But this whole Rashi started that you give it to the dog is a steer from Rashi. It's not a steer from Rashi. Rashi punk said the kashi, give it to the dog. He hebt doch an ganze kashi, stir as a rashi. One more shlap. Rashi is coming to say a dover niflomoid. Rashi is coming to say a dover niflomoid. A tisefes. A small tisefes. Rashi is saying like this. The Gemara has a cheshbon that Rabbi Akiva holds be uchometz as b'sreif. What is the raya? Because he said that you have to, it has to be biyudalet. Because with the zvav you can't burn it. So it's a raya that he holds that is besreif. I'll tell you no. Maybe he holds that it's not besreif. Maybe he holds ash besosli bechol dovo. But he had the same raya. He said he had the same raya. You know what was his raya? It can't be that Tashbisa is Betesvav, because if you have to do a kilui, you're not allowed to do a kilui Betesvav. Fakat, what is the Rai Rabbi Kiva holds Biur Chomets at Besreife? Maybe Ashbososi Bechol Dovo. Maybe Ashbososi Bechol Dovo has to be with a kilui. You have to get rid of it. And he has the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha that you're not allowed to get rid of it in Yontef. So it's a Rai, Tashbisa is Biur Dalet. But how you have a Rai that Rabbi Kiva holds Biur Chomets at Besreife? Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds Bir Chomes as Bechol Dovo, just he holds and it's Bechefze. This is what was bothering Rashi. What is the right that Rabbi Kiva holds Bir Chomes as Besreife? Maybe it's Ashbososi Bechol Dovo. Just you know what his cheshbon is? It can be Betesvav because it's a demon Bechefze. And you're not allowed to do it, it's Meleches Kilui. So man, it's Biyudalet. So again, maybe the right from Rabbi Kiva that Ashbisa is Biyudalet is because in Tesvav you can't do a Maise Kilui. So it's a right, it's Biyudalet. How do you know that Rabbi Kiva holds that it's Besreif? I'm asking you, how do you know that Rabbi Kiva holds that it's Besreif? What? How do you know that it's Besreif? Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds Biyur Chometz is Bechol Dovo, just he holds it's Bechefze. If it's Bechefze, it can't be with us what? What is the answer? Malabat, the answer is Malabat. The answer is not Lomdus on that. What? What is the Raya? Malabat, what is the Raya? Malabat. What? That he said that Rabbi Kiva didn't say because you can't do something bechefze. He said because motzinu la'avor. Because he said that you can't burn it. Rabbi Kiva didn't say. Rabbi Kiva said because you can't burn it. Right? Rabbi Kiva didn't say because ashbososi bechol dovo. Rabbi Kiva said because you can't burn it. Now this is what Rashi says. Look in Rashi inside. This is what Rashi came to explain. מדלוי נפקי לידי בי מרישן הרביון תבו אלו משום דאוסור להעביר. The right of Rabbi Kiva hold on it's a sreife because he made his cheshman from the Isur Avore. He didn't make his cheshman from the Isur to give to the Klovin. Weiss to Isi hold on it's a din to give sreife. This is what Rashi says. מדלוי נפקי לידי בי מרישן הרביון תבו אלו משום דאוסור להעביר ביון תב. כסבילה כרב יהודה. Because if he would hold כרבונון, he would say to give it to the Klovin. Again, if he would hold that it's a steer from the clothing, So the raya is not from the etzem adovol, what Rav Akiva said that you can't do it in Yontef, and you have to do it erev Yontef. It's a raya that he holds that it's sreifa. That he said that his cheshvin was, you know why you can't do it in Yontef because it's a sreifa, but if it's not chilul klovim, you're allowed to. From that, it's a raya that he holds that it's a sreifa. Rashi is finishing the cheshvin. About it, from etzem adovol that you can't do it beyond Yontef, it's not raya that it's sreifa. Maybe you can't do it beyond because it's mechefze. No, but Rabbi Akiva didn't say that. Rabbi Akiva said you can't do it beyond it because it's a sreifa. From that you have a raya. So Rashi is saying the zelbe zach be'etzem. Rashi is not saying something else. Rashi is saying the zelbe zach. The cheshuv from Rashi is that while you can't do sreifa beyond it, and maybe it's erev beyond it, so it's a raya, Rabbi Akiva holds sreifa. That's in the raya. Just Rashi didn't say stand from the etzem adovo that you can't do it in beyond it. Because what you can't do in Yontef could be for more reasons that you can't do it in Yontef. But Rabbi Akiva said Rashi spoke out that the problem is the fire, not Lehachi Leklovim. It's the raya that he holds Sreifa. So this is the reason he spoke out Lehachi Leklovim, the Kiluv. That's what Rashi tried to explain. Not in the fire of Zer Leruach. Rashi is speaking out that he didn't say Mitzad you can't do Kiluv in Yontef. He said Mitzad you can't do Sreifa in Yontef. It's the raya from Rabbi Akiva that he holds that it's Sreifa. That's the lechure, the ruach advorim. The Nedibyut already says b'das Rashi. You see the shur of Shmuel on the back. His Marachove, I think his masbir, this Nedibyut, he puts it in the divrei Rashi. Derech was the madreges that we went today b'dach the Pnei Yeshua. So you have to know the Pnei Yeshua with the Reb Chaim learn chevtzin einich nami lefi Rabbi Yudah nafkimina is lemaisa. If you allow to alib the Rabbi Yudah to give it to klovim beyond. You have to give it the klovim beyond the valim of the Rabbi Yudah. Lefi Reb Chaim, lefi Rashi ze Yisru Gomu, Mashenken, lerabon you allow to, lefi we say lefi Evon you allow to, the whole Rashi is bichlam and negat to our sugi, but Pnei Yeshua shtel tzu to sugi is, ot mishken shaychetz, ot mishken shaychetz. But there's more to be marich in the sugi, but mekatzer, to see the spaces here, Rabbi Luperetz, one after Shavuos to start Be'ez Hashem the Tonu Rabbonon. We had to see the Rabbi Luperetz and Rabbi Chonon on the taste for stuff. We're holding Erev Shavuos. Erev Chag Matan Torah. I think every time Erev Shavuos, Mitzadechot. I think that the Achonah to Shavuos with such a sugi, with such a Rashi, is better from all the Shmuzim, Be'etzem. This is the reason I'm more marich of the Shir from the Shmuz. And I want to explain a little bit. In the Sforim, we mentioned it once, Masbit a little bit. In the Sforim state, that Koidim Shinit No Teiro, the way to prepare yourself to Achonah Le Kabbalah Sateire, was Ketushe, Tare, all different achones that people did in the Kabbalah Sateir. This was Koidim Shenitna Toiro. Achar Shenitna Toiro, the way to prepare yourself to Kabbalah Sateir is with learning Toiro. And I will explain. It sounds maybe a medrash pli. Person has to prepare himself to Mekabel Toira Selekim. Toira Selekim. Toira Selekim. It's not ready. He has to prepare himself. He doesn't know how to prepare himself. What matches the Torah the most? What looks the most similar to Torah? Torah. What is the chidome le Torah? Torah. When a person sits and learns, he becomes a chelik from Torah. The Torah becomes a part of him. The Gemara says, Talmid chochem shemochel al kvoidoi, kvoidoi mochul. My time, Torah se delay, it's his. He becomes a part. Kama tipshe. Hane, Bavloi, the Kaimi Mikame Sefer Teire, but the Kaimi Mikame Gavre Rabbe. Not because Kovid Ateire. Not because Yimechabe. That this is a walking Sefer Teire. Teire delay. A person that sits and learns, he becomes a Chef Sefer Teire. Avad, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to Mikabel the Teire, Andere Zachen. Every year is a new Kabbalah Sateire with Ale Mailes. When a person is sitting and learning Torah, he becomes Torah. We don't know how to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah. I'm saying myself, I don't know how to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satayra. It's hard for a prisoner to bring himself to Kabbalah Sotere when he does fast. Kedusha, Tare, Tfilis, Tehillim. He doesn't know what to do. Although when he sits and learns, he's the most doim el Torah. This was stated in the Sforim. That achar shenitna Torah, the best way to be ready to Kabbalah Sotere is with sitting and learning Torah. Dahayinu, a person sits and learns k'mo shetzorich be'erev Kabbalah Sotere, be'Kabbalah Sotere, so he's the most ready to make Kabbalah Sotere. This is the best le'achonet to Kabbalah Sotere. But we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael ואתם מקבלים מסתר מוטוב מלאי פה תהיה קבורסכם. Every year we spoke again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes again and he gives Kabbalah Sotere again. But you have to say Na'aseh V'Nishma. You have to say Na'aseh V'Nishma. What is the Na'aseh V'Nishma? A person passes over the whole Shavuos, he just forgets to say Na'aseh V'Nishma. Full busy, ready, getting ready to Shavuos, getting ready to Shavuos, then resting from Shavuos. And he learns the Shavuos. What is the Kabbalah Sotere? What is the real Kabbalah Sotere? Now the answer is again, in unsere Dor, with Teire is the easiest Kabbalah Sotere. When a person is sitting and learning Yom HaVelayla, he's the most mukhan lekabel asatayah. It's the most doime, the most achonev a person can have lekabel asatayah, is with sitting and learning Torah. A person that sits and learns, say over every time the maise, the stubochim, living in Ponovich, sitting in Bnei Brak, on the roof, and they were schmoozing to each other, they were the best stubochim in yeshiva. And one said to each other, listen, we're the best stubochim. And we know how much, what is Teir, what is the Gishmak of Teir. It's good. Different things are also enjoyable. But we're the best Bachim. So it means in a couple of years we'll be the best Ingelai. So it means in a couple of years we'll be the best Rosh Hashivas. So it means in a couple of years we'll be the Gdailim. And we know that's not so Gishmak. So what is the whole story about the Teir? When we're a big Gdailim, we're not allowed to say these words that we're saying now. Otherwise, we say it's Gishmak, but it's hard. We say that, rather, we enjoy a Svara, we enjoy that. It's so gishmak. What ages it changes? We know we're the best of all of our friends. There were two chashev the day they took Dele Yisrael. We know. They know. They didn't know that the Chazanish is sitting in the bottom. And the Chazanish went up, and the Chazanish told them, "You're right. When a person learns an hour, it's gishmak. It's hard. He learns 2 hours, it's gishmak. It's hard. He learns 3 hours." He says, after 3 hours that a person learns straight, Chazanish said, he starts to feel Gishmak. After 4 hours, it starts to be sweet. After 5 hours, he starts to feel his epis learning Teiras Elokim. And the 6th hour, he feels he's learning from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ve'ein lechotaynu gadol mizeh. He said, Chazanish was saying it, he was almost like picturing how he feels when he's learning it. He says, when you learn the 7th hour, you feel like Ruach HaKodesh Medaberes. You don't know what Teira means. Some people never did it in their life. I'm not saying a person could do it alone. But Shavuos comes. Erev Shavuos. A person takes on himself. It's a hard as a let. It's a long Shavuos. He gets ready for Shavuos. Yad. He finishes everything what he does. Starts 2 hours, 3 hours, 4. Shavuos. Shavuos is short. 4 o'clock is ready. 3 o'clock is ready. After he finished the rest, he learns till Mincha, straight, doesn't speak. Eats a Suda, Yeshiva. Or if you know someone that eats for half an hour, but this is Atzis Yetzirah. What? To spend Shavuos night to go somewhere to eat for 2 hours? It's Atzis Yetzirah Kol Kula. It's Lifnei Iver to invite the Bochim and it's also to the Bochim to go. So I'm not mixing in. Nebach, people that don't want to learn, I'm letting them to go where they want. Yeah? We're in Shavuos, we never in out of Yeshiva. Shavuos, such a short Shavuos. So you need the bread, chicken, flavor. You may have to come back to Bismarck, you can learn 6 hours. 9:30 after everything, you can learn to Vasik. It's Mosik Midvash. It's Mosik Midvash. You don't stop. I'm saying, some people could do 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. Do it once. then try Shavuos by day again. Another couple hours. Straight. You cook 6 hours. You eat quick. You rest. All afternoon. Second day Shavuos again. Try over the 2 days that are coming. But want to do before Shavuos starts. 3 times to have big Ritzufas. Big Ritzufas. One of the Yitzhahori will do everything not to let you to have it. Because he knows the best hachone le teire is with teire. He will tell you to go to the kaiser. He will tell you to say tehillim. He will tell you all different things. That's being Yitzhahori for good bochum. That's being Yitzhahori for the bad bochum. Bad bochum, he doesn't eat cheesecakes. But the chashat bochum, he tells him to say tehillim. And that's if someone has a meaning. For tikkun of that, he could learn 6 hours before. 6 hours. Someone has his minik, he chaps his minik. So he has 6 hours by day, 6 hours before. Let me show this. The Yitzhahorim knows. I'm not saying. He said, don't mention that know how to do achonis on them. I'm speaking to Ketanim. I want to tell you, you do that, you feel Kabbalah Sateira. I'm telling you, it's big. From people that mamish know it. You do it, you mamish feel Shechina. Sometimes the first 6 hours that you do, if you never did it for a long time, it's like, you know, we have it takes off the dirt. So only the second time you feel the Kedusha. I'm telling you, Mitzius, do it once. Now, I'm very lemaisitic. I'm said, side it should be longer else for the shmuz. The second chokhmah is to know what you're going to learn. Zeit. A person knows what he could learn for a couple of hours, and he knows whatever after now, half an hour, he starts to space out. Chochmah is one person is pious, one person is evil, one person is aloch, I don't know what. He could sit and learn for hours. He could sit and learn for hours. This is Tzifus. Now, the second part, I know it's hard. The Klal Yisrael stay up by night. Stay. And the chet. You know, some people, I don't know how the shilas, I hear this from Gdeli Yisrael. You know, so much bitul teir this night does. Sleep before and after. But the answer is, the cheft of Kabbalah Sateir is Mesirus Nefesh Sateir. You're right, 3 hours, 4 hours, but it's hard to sit and learn the whole night. Be tired. I say this. But the cheft of Kabbalah Sateir is to be Mesirus Nefesh Sateir. This is the cheft of Kabbalah Sateir. This is Vatafi. You're right that it's hard. Abba Vidach Macham Yisrus Nefesh. And I want to tell you, Shkei Pisru Li Pesach, Ki Pisru Yishal Machat, Vani Yeftach Lachem Pesach Ki Chudu Yishal Ula. Ki Pisru Yishal Ula. Person will say, but it's too hard for me. It's too hard for you, six? How much is the most that you could do? 5 hours? Do 5 and 10 minutes. Then, maybe you try more. I had a chavrusa once. I was young. I had koichas. Chaval. I tell you, don't think that when you be older, you'll manage to do these ritzufas. Adam, when I thought, the older I'll be, I'll have more koichas. The physical koichas go away. I had a chavrusa once. We tried to do ritzufas, shavuos. So, we're very tired after 6 hours. We decided we'll try another half an hour. Try another half an hour. Then my chavrusa said, well, you know, we'll try till the Mishnah on the base. We did to the Mishnah. I told him, you know, the Gemara is very short. We'll try the Gemara after. Yeah. We managed to learn 20 hours. You don't have to decide to do ahead. Push, 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 push. It's not a bayah. Not a bayah. But again, don't start. Don't start in the middle of the day. If you start, someone goes away, comes 12 o'clock, no? He has 3 hours to learn. No? So he says, if it's only 3 hours anyway, it doesn't make a difference to stop after an hour. Yeah? What he has from the Shavuos. But if he decides now, and this Shavuos is going to have 3 times 6 hours, 3 times 7 hours. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Achone LeKabbalah Sateir. It's the best Achone, and in the middle of that Achone, you open the Tehillim and you say, "Boy, Nishloilam, I want to be a Talmid Chochem. I want to remember Shas. I want to know Shas." HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. Sidon Nesina Sateira. Sidon Nesina Sateira. Every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and gives the Torah. Every year. And if you daven and you ask, you get it. And if you don't daven and you don't ask, you don't get it. A person could go into Shavuos, one person, and to come out the other person. That's the Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zakeros, Lehovin, Lehaskin, and Lehovin, the Siyata, Gishmai.